It's Timbo's entertainment segment.
It's Timbo's trivia.
Oh yeah, it's Timbo's trivia answer time. Let's see how you got on with the 11 general knowledge questions to test your intellect. If I didn't say that correctly, intellect. It's too late in the day. I'm kind of recording this like at 5 o'clock on a Thursday. And it's been a very long day, but I'm quite hyper as well. Okay, so let's see how you get on with these 11 questions. I'll give you the answers now. So question number one I pose to you. What colour is a peridot stone? Peridot stone, what colour is it? It's green. Number two, what is the zodiac sign of the twins? Of the twins? It's of course Gemini. Number three, in which part of the body is the patella? It's the knee, if you didn't know that already. Number four, I'm sure you know this one. Who had a number one hit with the song Bachelor Boy? It's of course the one and only Cliff Richard, who still keeps on going. Number five, what is the second letter of the Greek alphabet? It's beta, B-E-T-A. Number six, what is the nest of an eagle called? It's an eyrie or eyrie. It's E-Y-R-I-E. And I might have said that incorrectly, but hopefully I got it right. Number seven, which film star has a statue in Leicester Square? It's of course the one and only Charlie Chaplin. Number eight, which film starred and had a screenplay written for the movie Nanny McPhee? Who was the writer and star? That's Emma Thompson. Number nine, what was the name of David and Victoria Beckham's first child, who was born in Spain? It was Cruz. I thought it was somebody else, but never mind. We're not always right. Number 10, what did the Rochdale Pioneers actually pioneer? That was the co-op. And film question for you now, 11 bonus question. Which 1995 movie starred a very, very wet Kevin Costner? I don't think it was the most successful film. I think it lost a lot of money at the time. It was Waterworld. Well, I hope you did well on those. If not, have another go. Timbo's Trivia at the end of the month. And Liz will be back also late in October with her one and only quiz. So you'll have two for the price of one.